Welcome to all who have joined us for Section 7 of this Akashic Training, where you are learning not only to access, but also how to explore your records. That's where we are right now, in the exploring part. Once again, you'll be hearing the lovely voices of Christy, Jennifer, Valerie, Wendy, Will, and myself, Sandra. We also extend a warm welcome to all those in independent study who have joined us. So during our last time together, we had our first experience of Akashic Chat and then had the delightful opportunity of asking a set of questions first to our intuition and then to our records to begin seeing how working in the records is different in both subtle and very noticeable ways. That's always such great fun. So today we'll begin again with Akashic Chat. We'll talk about and share some of our experiences with those two new integration processes, number 9 and 10, that you had for Home Joy. And then we'll move into any other topics you may have. After we've completed our Akashic Chat, I'll introduce you to a wonderful way to be in your records that requires no questions. Just after I get you to ask a lot of questions, we'll have no questions. It only requires your willingness to receive. After that, we'll look at some suggested reading and talk about how you can refresh this training or continue your Akashic journey. And of course, we'll wrap up by looking at our Home Joy and then sharing our takeaways. So once again, we have another very rich experience with the records waiting for us today. So let's get started, as we always do, by co-creating our sacred space. And so I'm already taking a nice deep breath. As soon as I can move into heart integration, I'm just like my hand is on my heart now, and I'm doing that nice, deep, full breath. I invite you to join me. Be aware of the warmth or the coolness of your hand as it rests gently on your chest. And allow that to take you into your physical body. So be present in your body. Be aware of where you are. Feel how you're being supported wherever you're sitting. And do intend to connect with your physical body into that cellular level, because it's a great way to get right in there. Lovely. And moving on now, when you're ready, to that emotional level of being, be aware of your feelings, your emotions, or just welcome that part of you. And now that mental level of being, the same idea. Be aware of any ideas, any thoughts that may be there, and primarily welcoming your mental level of being. And now the spiritual level of being, it's a nice connection there to support your work in the records. So of course you want to welcome that part of you. Great. And now, with that expanded awareness of who you are and what you are, bring that all back to your heart center. And even as you do that, notice that it is expanding and igniting your heart light, your inner divinity. And as that expansion occurs, your heart light is just naturally connecting and merging with all that is. here we are together in front of the divine. Our heart light circle is already starting up. Lovely. We thank that. So, just to place ourselves there even more so, let's go around and have each person put your name into our heart light circle by stating, I am, to remind yourself of your inner divinity. I will begin and then we'll continue. I am Sandra.
I am Christy.
I am Jennifer.
I am Valerie.
I am Wendy.
I am Bill. I am Will.
Great. So thank you. Just all of those people live on the call, just connect from your heart centers through this heart light with all that have been named here. And also I invite you to silently place yourself in our heart light circle and any people for whom you request prayers. Thank you. And I'll pause here just for a moment so that all others present can also join us by stating their names and putting themselves in our heart light circle and also any people for whom they have requested prayers. Nice. Makes it feel very full here. This is good. So I invite you to silently activate your learning intention and place it in our heart light circle if it feels appropriate for you. Remember always that this intention can be just as simple as I absorb all that is offered to me in this section with grace and ease. And now, if you like, recall your key or support for this Akashic training given to you by your records. Take a moment to focus on it, opening to all that it can bring to you now. On behalf of us all, I welcome our personal records, the divine and all highest beings of light who are here as always to assist our learning process. We request they lift us all into the highest resonance we can sustain at this time, so our questions, sharings, and learning for this section can be profound for us all. We thank them for their loving guidance and assistance. And for those of you studying on your own, please pause the recording now and open your Akashic records if you have not done that yet. So, to begin this section, I invite you to join me again for Akashic Chat. And so if you'd like to turn to page 43 in your manual, it'll give you the intention that we use. And you don't need to have a real formal intention like this. You can simply ask your records, you know, connect me up here. I'm going to be with a bunch of people, and I would like to be connected to you while I am chatting with them. So that you don't have to kind of remember this or memorize that or anything like that. We'll use this just so we're all on the same page together. I do encourage those in independent study, please join us too. Those live, please mute for your privacy. And so you can speak aloud, that'll be better. And so let's set our chat time intention by making a conscious reconnection with our own records. And now I welcome you to join with me in this intention by repeating this invocation. I now request the guidance of my records. As we're chatting together, bring to me the questions and comments that are most relevant and important for me to share during our time together today. Thank you. And now all you need to do is just know your records are now assisting you. So let's start our Akashic Chat by sharing about the two integration processes offered for part of your home joy. You can find them on pages 47 and 48. And they started off, if you remember, in two really different ways. Number 9 started off with exploring a detrimental deathbed vow or promise. And number 10 started off in a much lighter note by asking your records for your heart song. So how was it to have a very structured guide to help cover many of the major aspects you could explore about a topic? Who would like to start us off with some experiences, questions, anything?
I can start, Sandra.
Okay, great. Thanks, Valerie.
Well, I asked my records whether I needed to do, whether I should do number 9 or number 10, and I was directed to go to number 10.
Okay.
And so I started with the heart song, and it wasn't until just recently I realized they were the same other than that initial first question.
Yes.
And I found the entire process very powerful. I asked a lot of questions, and I just got so many great answers to what's been kind of holding me up, you know?
Great.
And it wasn't clear whether it was from past lives or, you know, what it was from, but you know, it really addressed the whole perfectionistic issue. And I've kind of gotten this before, that it's not about what we do, you know, that makes us worthy, but it's just about being. And but I just got a lot of good clarity on the fact that there's always more room to grow, and by noticing where we haven't yet reached that level of perfection, that just gives us a sense of our next step. And so it's not something to judge ourselves that we haven't reached that yet, but instead to just celebrate as we see the next step that's evolving for our evolution. And it was just a really nice reframe. And I asked about who we are, and because they were speaking to me in the we.
Oh, yeah, good.
I know that I've heard others use we when they're accessing the records, and I've always wondered, who are we? So I decided to ask them, and it was a really profound answer. Again, I just really feel blessed by it. It was like, I mean, without going back and trying to read everything that I wrote down, the main idea that came through is that who we is isn't important to anybody except when we're identified with our egos. There's no need to acknowledge individuals by name. There's no need to know who is there, and that it's all the Divine One. As I know, you know, kind of they acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole reason is that we need to ask questions to get answers. And then they brought in the scripture, you know, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door shall open. It's, It's a method to you know, have this illusion of individuation so that we can ask, you know, and get answers from the divine one that we all are. So who we is, it's just like it's just a term. It's not, it doesn't matter. If there are individuals attached, they don't need acknowledgement. That's just an ego-based thing that we get caught up in. And so it was just like, oh, cool. I can let go of all that. Like,
and it isn't beautiful. It just wonderful that you can find what's truth for you and what's going to be the best answer to that question for you? And somebody else could get something entirely different. And that's because that's what's for them and where they are right now and what will help them to progress the most. You know, that's what I love about being in my records is I don't have to rely on somebody else. It's like I can find my own highest truth. And then to me, that's just really powerful and delightful. So congratulations for thinking outside the box, because there was a lot in these, and you did them and more. So, you know, I love it when people get into this, like, yeah, I can have a real conversation here. So actually, who is that we? You know, who is that that's talking here? And go and explore and do some more. Because each one of these integration processes really just basically a framework to give you some ideas of what you could ask, how you could ask it, and what could happen if you do those kind of things. So did you get sorry, go ahead.
Well, and there was a lot more I'd have to go back and look at, but to me that was one of the areas that had kind of been, you know, it was a big question, and it was kind of like a bit of a, oh, I can ask them.
Exactly.
I was like, well, how cool is that? And then getting an answer that totally is in alignment with, you know, my current experience of reality.
And then number five, that how can my record support me as I continue to explore my Akashic records? Did you get something there, do you remember?
Well, you know, I didn't get to that because I was doing this right before before the class, and there was so much coming through, and then at one point it said, stop now and go eat.
Yeah. Oh, good, good, good.
It was 1:30. It was 1:30, and so that gave me time to stop, eat, set up, you know.
Yeah. Just refresh. Yeah, refresh a little bit. Great. Yeah. I love it when they're really practical and they help you to take better care of yourself and things like that. I've had that too, where they just go, you know, you need to close these records and go to sleep or whatever. You know, it's just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember being on retreat one time and thinking I would just stay up all night in this wonderful, amazing space that we were in and just have my records open and just work with them all night long. And I was in this, you know, in the space ready to do this wonderful communication with my records. And I am not a nighttime person. And they just simply said, go back and go to sleep. And I said, but I won't sleep. There's all these people, the 20 people in this room, and they're snoring, and I'm not going to sleep anyway. I might as well do this. Go to sleep. And I was like, all righty. So I closed my records, and I actually did. I went right off to sleep. I couldn't believe it. And so that was how what I needed at that time, and not to sit up there and be awake and journaling and doing it on a more active level. I needed to be asleep to receive what I could receive. So, yeah, they're fun. They're fun. Well, thanks for starting us off this wonderful. And don't forget your heart song. You know, once you've got it from your record, then it can change. You can have different ones. This one was what you'd love to sing or say to your inner child. So you can have all kinds. I remember one group that I took through a similar thing like this. No, it wasn't like this. It wasn't all this other stuff in it. It was just to find their power song. And I remember saying, I don't care if it's Ooga Ooga. You know, if you're not musical or anything. It's just, don't get hung up on that. Just ask your records for your power song. And it was amazing to me what people came back with. I was just like, wow. So do try that one sometime too. That's a really amazing one. And then if you're brave enough, sing it in front of someone. Because if you do stand up and sing it, you will step even more into your power. And do it with your records open. And that then is a way to say thank you for what you've received and to activate it to a higher level. So,
well, Sandra, I could tell you a bit about the heart song piece if you like.
Okay.
Because I got something on that too. First of all, what came through was, you know, a song from way in my past that has the term heart song in it. And so, I said to the records, I said, well, that just sounds like a connection in my mind. Is that really coming, you know, from you? And so, I didn't really trust it because I know about connections in the mind and how sometimes we're just reminded of stuff. And so then another song came through that I've actually been singing for some time that is actually a unique song. And I've been wanting to, you know, record it and all the rest. And it's, you know, it's just a really wonderful, you know, little song that has a lot of verses. But the main line in it is clear and free as we're meant to be. And that's, you know, the refrain. And I have a whole big song around that. But it came through me and it reminded me that, and then it had a lot to say about it, about how I just need to be more relaxed and more playful and remember to have more fun and enjoy my life and, you know, and all of that, which was, you know, speaking to my inner child that really wants to play. It was really a nice gift and a reminder, and to use that song as a reminder.
Great. Great. Wonderful. Well, keep working with it. It sounds like you're doing great stuff. Great.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just want to a little interject here, too, that if you get something and you think it is from yourself, your mind, as you say, Valerie, you know, sometimes it's just easiest to write it down and then say, what else? You know, and then you don't get into this, well, am I speaking with my records or am I speaking with myself? And it sets up all of that disharmonious, shall we say, energy. I've found when I, going back to when I first began, it was just better, easier to keep me in that flow. My intention was always that I was receiving from my records, so whatever came through, I would just write it down. But then I could always ask, what else? What else can you give me? And then it would go deeper. Because sometimes I call it the cream on the top. The cream on the top is what's right there. It's what you've been maybe thinking about. It's what your intuition has been maybe prompting you with or something. Then you open your records and bingo, there it is again. And you think, oh, you know, I'm just thinking. I believe it comes from your records, and they are giving you a confirmation that what you have been intuiting and thinking about is beneficial, and it's a good thing to be looking at. And so write all that down. Yes, I get all that. I receive all that. And then do ask, what else? How can I go deeper into this? And then off you go again. So, great. Great, great, great.
I love these
integration processes because they give you, I mean, each they do follow consecutively, but each one of them is a very big piece, potentially, of working in your records. And you just start them off differently. That first thing can be any kind of a prompt that then gets you to go deeper into your records. Is it a family? Is it an ancestral thing? Is it other lifetimes? Would the prayer of forgiveness help? Either of those? Or, you know, what about your subconscious mind? Any of these things are just prompts. But what I love is when you get down to number 5, is how can my records support me as I continue to explore my Akashic records? And so it's just opening always to what more can come to support you, to help you to move forward, looking at where you are right now, helping you to grow. Because frankly, all the other lifetime stuff and everything else is never, as I understand it, is never as important as where you are right now. Is your focus is here. And so what can we do right now? I think that's why I use those words so much, that can support me as I continue in this direction with my records. So that's some of the kind of thoughts behind these things. Thank you, Valerie. That was great. You did a great job there. Does anybody else have anything about either integration process number 9 or 10? You can have vastly different experiences, and you can come back and they can be different again.
Well, this is Wendy.
Hey, Wendy.
Hi, and I actually worked on process number 9, which when I just asked without looking at either one, and then when I did end up later on looking at 10, I was kind of surprised that it was 9, but it was. That's what came to work on. And so I there was a bit of a vow, I guess, around it does make sense when I read it. I think it was around never placing my happiness above others. At a time, I think I was in some kind of a sisterhood, and I had vowed to always serve God, and felt that I had to be alone for some reason to do this. And so there was also some kind of a vow about not marrying or having children. And I think at some point I felt, for some reason, I had disappointed God, and so I ended up feeling unworthy of God's love. So that really the vow, I think, really was something like never to ask God for help for myself alone, that it needed to be a prayer for assistance on behalf of another, even though quite often I did need help. I just felt that I really needed to, as long as someone else needed help around me, they had to come first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just apparently ended up feeling quite lonely and empty and disconnected, as if I didn't belong anywhere. So I was guided to work with a beautiful prayer that kept, first the prayer of forgiveness and activating some things, but also I was given a beautiful prayer for myself when I was around number 4 and 5 of what I could do, and was working with, I was being asked to look at myself in the mirror each day and to see my soul self looking into my eyes and declare this prayer and asking, you know, my records and also asking for it to be activated in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was a very powerful process and very interesting to me that I would make such a vow, and how it has affected, you know, I think, issues of self-worth in this lifetime.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, those vows, they're so powerful, especially if you notice it was a deathbed vow. So that's
mm-hmm.
how you went out. Too.
Right.
So those ones, I think, are extremely powerful because we don't have the rest of our lifetimes to work it through and either keep doing it or not doing it or whatever. You know, we make a vow as we're dying, and then that kind of carries over. And depending on who you are and where you are, you carry it on as your choice. And so when we find these in our records, it's, and they're not always deathbed vows. They could be just self-imposed curses or any other set of words that, you know, comes to you, detrimental beliefs. You know, they're all the same thing as far as I'm concerned. And, But they'll take you in slightly different avenues according to what words you use and in your records. And so whenever we can find these, and if they're no longer serving your highest good, is a really nice way to put it, then, you know, they were vows for that lifetime that oftentimes have no real validity in this lifetime. So they're great to get rid of. And then, of course, I don't know how to get rid of them. So I'm always at that point asking, you know, my records, well, okay, and now I understand I have this. How do we get rid of it? And also another nice thing you can do is when you're replacing something, when you're removing something, to replace it with something else. So if you mm-hmm. find a vow, and I know that wasn't part of this because this was having kind of another purpose, but if you do find a vow or belief or anything, that then it's great to ask your records, once it's released and cleared, what new belief or vow or intention or whatever that you would like to call it could I have now for my highest good that could replace that old thing? And then let your records bring you the new one. And then once you get that, then you can ask them, well, is this something I would benefit from repeating, or is this a one-time deal? Now it's here. How can we activate this or download it divinely? You know, not you, but the divine. All kinds mm-hmm. of questions can come then of what to do with it.
I will definitely take that work with that. That would be an excellent next step. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. I'm glad that came up, because that really isn't in as part of this process. But it's a really lovely step to take at the end. So thank you for making that opportunity for everyone, Wendy. Appreciate it. Great. Who else? I want to talk about another one. Hello?
This is Will.
Hey, Will.
My experience is radically different.
Good. This is what I like, because that's the idea. And if we were all little cookie cutters of each other, you know, all identical, then that would defeat the whole purpose of this. And I hope when you find yours are radically different from everybody else's, that you go, good, because this was mine to receive. You know?
My experience was with number 9.
Uh-huh.
Again. And, I kind of scanned through all 5, you know, I kind of read through it consciously. And then when I went back, you know, to kind of address each and every question, there was just this, almost like this, resistance. Like I didn't really want to know it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to ask this question because I don't want to know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found myself doing was going completely unconscious, going out.
Uh-huh.
And being kind of like unwilling to do the process. And so I just literally became almost comatose. And just went into a very meditative state, and almost like leaving my body, if you will,
uh-huh.
and just kind of coming back. And that was more of my experience with it. Like, so was there a healing happening, or was there a resistance, or am I processing something, or,
or
what
any
happened?
Any and all of the above. So my first reaction would be to ask my records, if this happened to me, ask my records, what is this resistance? You know, if you've asked your records, am I supposed to, what's for my highest good? I only have time to do one of these. It's number 9 or number 10. You know, which one? And they give you number 9. And then you look at it and you go, everything in you doesn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Your first question would be, what's the problem? you know, why don't I want to do this? And I don't know what your records would say, because I'm not in your records. And so, you know, it would just be very intriguing. And if it is whatever it is, I can't even imagine, but whatever it would be, then you can work with your records there and see if there's some adjustment or if mm-hmm. there's some fear or is, you know, what's this reluctance about, and what can we do about it? Because I would, you know, the value of this is just working through something in a very structured way.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that your records know the purpose of this integration process. So how can we walk through this in a way that I can work with it? And they may just say, you just relax and just let us work with you. And that mm-hmm. might be where you do that kind of falling asleep, going comatose, kind of just being in that meditative state. And what they've done is your conscious mind is being relaxed because all of it is undercover in that subconscious area. Doesn't mean it didn't work. It just means that was how it was able to be worked with for you at that time. Now, mm-hmm. if you went back at another time and asked this, you know, is this number 9 for me to work on now? And you get the yes, you could have a totally different experience because of what you've already done with it.
Right.
Okay. And again, I don't know. Maybe you'll go comatose again. Maybe there's more levels in this that are very challenging. And so your best way, but I wouldn't give up on it. I would find out, number one, what's the resistance and is the best way to deal with it? You know, have I already done it all? Maybe you've already done it all. I don't know. But I would love you to go back and actually be able to ask these questions to your records, because it really, they then become your teacher of how to use heart integration to discover and release any ancestral issues.
Yeah.
You know, or how to do forgiveness or whatever.
That feeling. The only reason and thank you, I honor everything you said, and it does resonate with me.
Sure.
Additionally, I feel that what was also happening is like a higher aspect of myself was taking over,
mm-hmm.
and there was a part of me that didn't have any control, and we're gonna shut your conscious mind down because the energies are going to be so high.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get this high. And I've had this experience at other times in my life, and they always coincide with almost a miracle kind of event that's surrounding it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, very often, as a Reiki master, you know, I had one-on-one healing clients, and almost every time that I've had one of those events with a client where there is just one of those miracle healings, for instance, working with a client who is on a list for a liver transplant at Johns Hopkins, and, you know, we do a treatment. I do this unconscious thing. I go out. I come back. His liver is spontaneously regenerated. You know, within 48 hours, he's taken off the list for a transplant.
Yay.
It's that kind of like I had no control, and that's what happened with this reading. So I kind of feel like it was some sort of healing on me,
mm-hmm.
that a higher aspect, actually, when I accessed my records, like the records did a healing on me.
Yeah, I agree. I think what happened was exactly right for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and since you have had kind of similar experiences, the only suggestion I would have is, because, and this is just for me personally, I always want to be an aware, alert, and awake channel.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that I am not willing to bring through the highest energy that I can, but I want to learn from it. So that's why I say I want to be aware, awake, and alert. Because if I go out, then I don't know what happened. And I don't know how to do it again.
Yeah.
Or how I could ask for it again, because I don't even know what it was that happened, you know? And maybe these energies are so, the vibration is so finely tuned and so high that you can't be awake, and maybe you're okay with that since you do. It sounds like great work with that. You don't want to shut that off. But I think maybe now you have your records as support that mm-hmm. you could ask them, hey, you know, what just went on there? And
yeah.
could we do that? Because I feel, and I've had experiences, this is very beneficial. Is there some way we could reach that level of receptivity and energy transference and still be awake and alert? Could and
yes.
maybe they'll say, no, you need to be just stepping aside so, you know, that higher vibration can come through you. And then you have to say whether you agree with that or not. Because
mm-hmm.
you always are a choice, right?
Right.
Right.
Great.
Well,
thank you.
Yes, and thank you again so much. I love it when you guys will speak up. I know it's a little bit, you know, but I just think you're not the only one that's going to have those kind of experiences, and whoever later on will listen to this, and they'll go, oh, that's kind of what happened with me, and I didn't really realize it because maybe they haven't had those previous experiences that you have had, so they just thought they went to sleep, and now they'll have that awareness that quite possibly they weren't just asleep, but something very mm-hmm. profound was going on. So it's great.
Great. Thank you, Sandra.
You're very welcome, Will. Anybody else?
This is Christy. I'll be brave now.
Oh, good on you.
I
brave
also did. I was also guided to do number 9.
Okay.
And mine was very intense and to the point that it actually popped me out of my record.
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of, because I've had similar experiences to Will. Not, I've never actually regenerated the liver. That would be pretty freaking awesome. But I have gone into that trance where I'm not really aware and done healing energy work on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of wondering if I try to go back into that exercise, like from a like laying down where I could go into that, because I was sitting on a hardwood floor when I did it, so there was no way that was going to happen.
Right.
And so I had to deal with it the best way it could give it to me. So I'm wondering if that might be easier for me.
Why don't you ask your records, Christy? I always think the best thing when you have questions about either something that's happened when you're in your records or how you could do it differently or you know, anything, really. If something surprises you or you have questions and you think, oh, I'll ask Sandra, just remember, you're now plugged into something much bigger than Sandra, and it's your own, your very own truth of your soul. And so you can simply ask your records, you know, would it be beneficial? Or actually, I don't like those yes or no questions so much because you know, I just feel you don't really know. So and especially because you're so sensitive, I would say not a yes or no question, but what would happen if I laid down and opened my records and opened myself to this particular integration process, number 9, would that be, you know, what would happen? And what would happen if I just did it again, sitting on the hardwood floor, if that's where you normally sit to do your work? You know, ask a few different questions, and then which one of these would bring the most benefits for me?
Okay. I'll definitely try that.
Yeah, this is a time, you're just beginning, it's like, you know, be curious, you will be, remember, you're always in that light of the divine, so there's nothing detrimental that can happen to you, you're always in the light of the divine, so be willing to maybe step outside those comfort zones that you've had before, this is how I do things, and see what your records have to say about them. These are very powerful. 9 and 10 you know, these were kind of two. They asked me when I worked with this group to create this particular audio online training that we're doing. I went back through many of the integration processes that I had given people, gotten from that group's records, and said, give me the best ones, because I really wanted to give a good representation, because you guys have more time. You can do both of these. You don't just get to do one. You can do one now and then do another one, the other one another time. So these were the two that they brought to me, and they are very big ones. They have 2, 3, 4, and 5 are similar. It's where they start that takes you in totally different directions. So, and if you're not hearing or you're not feeling or you're not seeing, you can always ask them to turn it up or make it clearer or bring you closer. Or if it's too intense, God forbid, you don't want to be suffering. There's no need to be suffering. Just ask them to back it off, you know, to turn that intensity level down for you. You don't have to know every single little detail about what happened if it is challenging, and you don't have to relive things. You just have to get enough to connect with it, and then it's like, okay, well, great. All that information is great, but now what do we do with it? That transformation aspect of things is really the most powerful part of what you can do in your records. So that makes sense?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Yay, yay. Well, let us know how you go.
Okay.
Good. All of you guys, I wanna it's like to be a little fly on the wall and, you know, be with you as you go through these again. They sound very powerful. So great. Well, how about we continue, and then if we have any time at the end, we can come back to this if somebody else has something that they would like to share about theirs, because I do find it always fascinating to hear people's experiences. So I guess a good question from my point of view before we continue into something else is, did anybody have any questions about how to do either one of these, whichever one they did? Were the directions clear for you?
Yes, the directions were clear.
Okay, you're good, and I'm not hearing anybody else, so I'm just going to assume that is a big, we're good, from everybody else. Okay. Well, cool. Well, I'd like to take us I do have one thing that I would like to talk about. The key, the concept of the key. I had a great question between this section and last section about this key, and the person had said that it was kind of fading away. It was getting more nebulous. They weren't really connecting with it, and they wondered if they weren't therefore connecting that well with their records. So I've been asked to just talk about that a little bit and to let you know that even though I mention it as part of our setting up our sacred space for you know, beginning each one of these sections, that if that key is still important and relevant, that, you know, you remember that. The key is only for the training. It's only for as long as it's helpful for you. So if it's faded out of your awareness and you can't even remember what your key was, great, that's fine. If it's there, but it's kind of, I'm only doing it because you're asking me to do it and remembering it only then because you're asking me to remember, then let it go, all right? It's not part of heart integration. It's not part of the method to open. It's only offered by your records in that initial stage when you were first accessing, just as a support for you. So when it's no longer required, it will just fade away. So I hope that is helpful. If there's anybody else that's been wondering what the heck's going on with my key and why isn't it seeming to be so useful as it was before, it's because you graduated past that and you don't need that energy anymore. So great. I'm glad I remembered to do that. All righty. So how are you feeling? Does anybody need to close their records for a little bit, or are you feeling strong? You're building that muscle?
Feeling good.
Feeling good.
Okay.
Yep, feeling good. Okay, great. Well, hang in there, because it is a lovely way to develop your ability to stay in your records longer by having them open for longer periods on these calls. So let's go have a look at integration process number 11, which is on page 50. And notice particularly on this one, it has a title, and it's called Accessing Your Records to Enhance Your Personal Spiritual Practice and or Your Divine Communion. If you don't have a personal spiritual practice, it's just going to enhance your ability to commune with the divine. All right? So it goes either way. This one is really different, okay? You'll notice there's not a whole bunch of questions here. In fact, there is not one question, because this is a time to access your records, like it says on that second bullet point, with no agenda other than to be still, to go into the silence, the oneness, and to go deeply within. Will, you may really love this. And this is what the records have to say about this. So this italic part is really important. So when you enter your records with no other purpose than to be present and to listen, you open to receive whatever you hadn't thought to ask for. This could be healing energy, inspirations, guidance, and communion. This is a rich process to grow and enhance your vibration and a compelling enlightenment method. So, some big statements there from the records about this. So how do you do this? It's so easy. You activate heart integration and ask the divine to center you as you open, just like you always do. Then you do the method to open all those words, those statements. You say them aloud. You complete the energetics, always to the best of your ability. And you'll notice that changes. Sometimes those energetics are more vibrant, sometimes they're less. Just do it each time to the best of your ability, and that will be fine. And then you just welcome your records. And I'm going to give you 10 minutes for this. So you welcome them. And that last little bullet point again is from your records. They invite you simply to be open, to receive whatever is ready to flower within you, to be delighted, surprised, graced, and inspired. So that's our intention for this integration process. And they give you a whole bunch of different ways there. You know, receive whatever is ready to flower within you, to be delighted, to be surprised, to be graced, to be inspired. So you don't really know what it's going to be, because this is not for you to decide. This is for your records to bring to you this divine connection that they love to help facilitate for you. So does anybody have any questions about what we're doing or how we're doing it, or maybe even why we're doing it?
No?
No. All right. Anybody else? Because now's the time. So I'll just give you a moment. Just have a look through there. Basically, the instructions and then that last bullet point. Those are the two big ones for this that'll give you probably everything you need. Okay. So what I'll do is I'd ask all those who are live on the call to please mute your phones for your privacy, and go ahead and do that now. And I will very gently welcome you back after 10 minutes from wherever you've been with your records. So, and then we'll continue from there. So let us begin. I welcome you now to gently come back from wherever you've been with your records, still keeping your connection to your records open through your intention to do so. So coming back now gently from wherever you have been with your records. You might like to stretch, open your eyes if they have closed, perhaps have a drink of water. Coming back now to where you presently are, feeling refreshed and ready for our discussion. I'll give you a moment to write a few notes to capture anything you would particularly like to remember from this experience, and then, you know, we'll move into our discussion. So do we have everyone back?
Yes.
Yes, good. There's some people there. Good.
Yes.
Good. And us talking will help anybody else that's still finding their way. Sometimes people go very deeply. So what was it like to be in a less active mode in your records? No questions. If what you received was too personal to share, we would very much appreciate hearing whatever you would like to share about your experience of the process.
This is Jennifer. I can share.
Yay, Jennifer.
Mine was really short and sweet, but is so absolutely perfect for where I am right now that it just sort of left me chuckling. I was really enjoying that intention. I really liked the series of be delighted, surprised, graced, and inspired.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of, you know, I wrote that down as confirming my intention, and then what I got for dictation basically was, ooh, Jennifer, this is right up your alley. We love when you are giddy and lighthearted about communicating with us. Let this be your approach from now on. That is all. Mic drop. And it's so true because I've been very serious about, you know, I've had big questions for the records lately, and even the integration processes from before, what I was getting was more of, okay, we're going to give you an answer, but we know this is not really what you want to be talking about right now, so let's move on. And so this response to this was just fantastic, I felt.
I love, they can go to the most serious things, and they can be totally outrageous, too. It's like you get all dynamics of a personality because it's all aspects. So, yay! Great. Great. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was lovely.
Of course.
Who else?
This is Christy.
Yeah, Christy.
I actually kind of let myself, I was on the sofa this time, so I let myself kind of recline, and I did actually go into that much deeper state and started going into like healing kind of energy. So.
Uh-huh.
Apparently that is what I wanted.
Great. Great. Good. You know, there's no requirement. I'm on a chaise lounge, actually, so I'm very reclined. And I do all my session work and my private work here. This is kind of like my space to do this. Because the more relaxed you are, the more comfortable you are, your body physically is, then the easier it is for your records to work with you. So it's a really great idea. This is not a time to have that real vertical, you know, spine if you're on a meditation cushion or sitting lotus style or whatever, that's a different discipline and it has its purpose for that. But for the records, it really is all about your comfort so you can get as much out of this as you can. So sometimes that comfort is going to be sitting at a table because you're going to be journaling, and some of it is going to be, you know, more laid back. So whatever is working best for you, you'll find out after a while. So I'm glad you're trying different experiment, you know, placing yourself in different places and seeing how it works best for you, Christy. That's great.
This is Wendy.
Yes, Wendy.
And I also stretched out just a little bit, and it was a more quiet, perhaps, just very quiet. Felt like there was a lovely healing communion in a way, but also I noticed after a while that that my body was moving. I felt like my neck was kind of very gently going in a counterclockwise way for a while, and then in the other direction, and I just felt just very, very gentle. And then a little bit later, I think as you, as our time was up, I felt that I heard a message, try this again later.
Yes. And I'm really glad that you brought that up, because I recommend that you all try this again later. I mean, this is just a lovely way to be in your records. If you're tired, if you don't really have any questions, but you just want to hang out with them, if you want to be in that energy, you're feeling maybe a little fragile. There could be any number of reasons that this is the thing to do at that time. So remember this. It's a very gentle and easy way to be in your records. And it's certainly wonderful if you are sick. Do remember that you can just open your records and ask them to bring whatever it is you need for your healing. You know, and you don't have to think about it. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to write it anything down. It's just you're just asking to be flooded with as much healing energy, basically, as your body could utilize for its highest good at that time. And if you fall asleep, fine. That's great. Just open your records, make the request, and then go to sleep. And that'll be a very healing sleep for you. So it is a real nice way to work in your records. Thank you, Wendy. Sounds like you had a lovely time, too.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Will, I'm just curious, if I may be curious, did you stay awake through this, or did you find that you drifted off again?
No, I stayed awake through this one. I received some images. I was seeing things and you know, like scenarios and very crazy,
uh-huh.
Kind of not of this world, probably stuff. But
right.
The first image I had, I got an image of a door opening and a nurse in a white uniform with a little, you know, like an old fashioned kind of nurse. But she was not on this earth because her skin was green, right?
Uh-huh.
So she is green nurse. And she was coming to check on me, and apparently I was in the bed or the hospital bed or wherever, and I wasn't able to see me. And my mind was thinking, or you know, my thoughts were going, is this connected to why I was going out earlier, that deeper thing? Is what is this? Am I in a coma here? You know, is there something going on? And I said, okay, I'm not supposed to ask questions. I'm not supposed to ask questions.
Well, you don't have to ask questions. I should have maybe said that differently. It's not that you're not supposed to, but you don't have to.
So I was trying to stay away from the inquiry part and just being in the receptive part.
Right.
And so I just had a connection, just a sense of whatever that represented, whether it was real or unreal or, you know, just a symbol of something, it had to do with why I was going out.
Mm-hmm.
And so for whatever reason. So I said, thank you. Is there anything else? Mm-hmm. And so I was led to an image of a diamond. It wasn't a perfect diamond. So it was kind of like a snow cone, if you were to see a silhouette of a snow cone. But it was going from black to red to black to red to black to red to black to red and kind of moving around. And it was like a diamond, and then it was this molten kind of energy that kept shifting, and it kind of moved into like this volcanic energy, and then it just kind of erupted very powerfully and came out, you know, kind of like, and I felt like I was in the Hawaiian Islands, and it was merging into the ocean, and it was just a really poetic, beautiful kind of power of the earth in action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the forces of nature with fire and water kind of coming together and how it solidified and made earth. And there was this whole play on that. And then last I got one more image. And if you've ever gone to an optometrist and had your eyes examined, you know, there's all these little lenses in it, you know, the machine. And so it looked like I was seeing two side by side circles, kind of like dials or lenses. And then this laser light came in, and it kind of turned it. I'm like, oh, it looks like a stargate. Oh, it's a double stargate.
Yeah.
And that was about it.
Portals. Wow.
Yeah, portals.
Yeah.
So it was crazy images. It was beautiful to watch and kind of interact with. And that was my experience.
Great. You might be one of those people that's really good to include when you do any clearing work, that it's not only through all times, but it's
mm-hmm.
also you request it through all dimensions and
mm-hmm.
all planes.
Okay.
Because you get to go way out there, and so you want to cover all of those until
okay.
it just becomes a part of how you work with your records, that you're always, you know, anything that's up for clearing gets cleared in all those ways. So excellent. I'm glad you were more aware and awake this time. So that's good, developing that muscle. And also one other thing that came to me too, if you see somebody like the nurse, but her skin was green, and thank
mm-hmm.
you for whoever that was that just came back in again, glad to know you're back. If their skin
that was me.
Okay, good, Wendy. If their skin is green and they're a nurse, there's two symbols there, right? Female, three. It's female, it's a nurse, and what does that mean? And what does the green skin mean? And it's just a really powerful combination of symbols come together. Your records love to work with symbols. So what I've found in the past is it's best just to ask your records what all that means.
Mm-hmm.
You know, break it down. Is it important that this person is, I'm seeing it as a representation as a female? And what does that mean, if anything? You know? And what about the green skin? And what about the factor that she appears to be a nurse and she's coming to check on me? Is there something part of me that needs looking after? Is there some part of me that I could be aware of looking after?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever questions. I mean, those are the times just get real curious and go with it, okay? Because it sounds like they're really happy to do all kinds of interesting things for you. So instead of wondering what's going on, just simply ask your records.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, sure. Thank you for sharing about such unusual things. This is good. This is good. I think we only have Valerie. Did you have anything you would like to add or comment or share, Valerie, or are you just in there enjoying your experience?
Well, I had some really high healing energy coming in, and there wasn't a lot of thought about it, although it was kind of unusual, I think, in that, you know, I had parts of my body that were kind of feeling painful, and they were kind of surprising. You know, it wasn't anything I expected. So it left me kind of curious about what it's all about, and I haven't totally sensed it all yet. So
great.
I think I'll like to ask the records and
yeah.
go back and ask the records.
Definitely. Ask them. This is another cool thing you can do. Ask them to open your records at another time. Ask them to take you back to where you were right now. You just finished doing this 10 minutes of accessing your records to enhance your personal spiritual practice and or divine communion, which, you know, I just shortened to that healing and receiving mode. I don't use that big long title every time. I just let them know, I intend to be, and I ask you to help me to be in my healing and receiving mode, because that does the same thing. And so ask them to take you back to this time and where you were experiencing all these strange physical sensations, and then ask them, you know, either to continue that or to answer your questions, whatever questions you may have about it, just like you said, about what was going on. But they can time travel you if you like.
Say more about that.
Yeah. So you can just go back right where you left off and continue.
Mm.
Okay? So I'm so glad that you shared, because otherwise would not have, you know, thought to share that. There's just so much to share. I mean, it can't give you everything that's ever possible. So it's when you come up and speak about things that it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, you can do this and this and this. So wonderful, wonderful. So we're going to continue. I'd like you to leave your records open once again, if you possibly can. And this time, have the intention that you'll leave them open in what I call, I have a lot of words and phrases, you can find your own, but what I call this is backup or support mode. And so this is just another way to work with your records. You're letting them know you don't need their active input for a bit, but that you'll be back to them. So it's just in this backup or support mode, because we're going to go and talk about some other things. You don't really necessarily need to have your records open, but if you can, keep them open. It'll keep developing that ability to keep them open for longer periods of time. And we will want them back when we do our takeaways at the end. So, alrighty. So lovely. So we have some suggested reading on page 51, a bunch of titles. And I'd just like to say that please note that these are suggested but not required. Some people love to read, and they want to read everything. Even before they open their records, they're asking me, what books would you recommend about the Akashic Records? And so, you know, I have these ones that I recommend. And there's other people that don't like to read at all, or don't have the time or the inclination, or they just want to get it from their own records. And that's perfectly fine and valid as well. And then there's the people that fall somewhere in between, and they're going to dibble and dabble. You know, they might find a few of these that are interesting, which is why we have recommendations. And they might find totally new books that they're guided to read. And so whatever works for you is perfectly fine. I just want to point out that very first one, Science and the Akashic Field, An Integral Theory of Everything by Irvin Laszlo, is a super book if you're looking for the science behind what happens to you. I don't recommend necessarily you read this right away. I would think it would be perhaps better to have your own experiences first. But he gives you language, or at least let's speak in an I statement, Sandra. He gave me language when I did get to read that book, that explained in scientific terms what I had been experiencing in my records, but I only had metaphysical terms to express it. And so I was just really, really intrigued. And basically what he comes up with in his theory is that the Akashic Records, or he calls it the Akashic Field, which I think is a much better name for it, the Akashic Field is all that empty space. If you know any basic biology, we have a lot of space in our cells. There's nucleus, and then there's all those electrons that run around the nucleus and all that kind of stuff. And in between all those is space. And he says that space is the Akashic field. And that's why everything has records. Everything has that Akashic field, including universes. And so he fascinated me. He said that when universes break down, because they have their own records, when they coalesce again and they come back into form again, they don't come back like they've never been there before as a universe. They come back with their Akashic records, and so they come back into that next higher vibration of what they can be as a universe. And I was like, man, universes do that? And I was just, this is way, way bigger than I ever thought about it. Because I basically still do think about it as just my own personal records and people's records. That's my area of expertise. That's my area of passion and interest. But a lot of people are very much into more cosmic explorations of the records. So I just wanted to mention that and maybe intrigue some people to have a read of that. All of these books are great, and none of them are required. All righty. So this refreshing, this training, and more, I'd like to just talk about this for a moment, that, you know, there are really so many layers of information, expansion, learning, exploration, I mean, even more, built into every section of this training that we've been going through, where you learn both how to access and then how to explore your Akashic records. And for that, those many reasons, it's really well worth your time when you're ready to refresh what you originally learned with all of us together in this group, to come back at your own speed and either read through your manual from the beginning or listen to the audios in order, or even better, combine the two. Just, you know, read and listen. Take yourself back through this experience, and it will offer you this training experience at an even deeper level. So I learn something myself every time I reread this manual as part of my preparation to facilitate this training. I'm like, ah, you get it at a deeper level. So refreshing, I highly encourage refreshing. And then, you know, what else can you do from here? Let's say you've been accessing and exploring your personal records for a while. You feel comfortable with the process, and you might feel that urge, or you even may receive encouragement from your records to learn more about accessing and exploring what I love to call the Akashic field. So therefore, I'd like to take this opportunity to extend to you my personal invitation to consider learning to access and explore the records of other people, places, and things. It's really fun. We call this Module B for short. You have to do Module A first before you can do Module B. Module B is a really exciting step that opens you to even greater possibilities in the records, including, but not limited to, becoming a professional Akashic facilitator. And you can find more about Module B on my website, which is akashicfocus.com. I really look forward to talking to you about this if at some time you feel that Module B is right for you. And I'd just like to share that years ago, the only reason I went ahead and learned to access for others is because I thought that if I did a few Akashic sessions for friends and possibly for their friends, so people I didn't know at all, and if they gave me some good feedback, that then perhaps I could have more trust about what I was receiving for myself. That was it. I never intended to continue to actively facilitate private Akashic sessions for clients, let alone be delighted to be teaching others how to access for themselves. But the records, thank goodness, had a much bigger picture for me and have guided me through every step. So I am now able to live my heart's delight, which is to make it easy for others to do what I do, and more. I know there's more. This thing is huge, and I truly believe that we are just touching the tip of the iceberg. There is incredible, amazing stuff here in the records, and we don't even know that it's there because we don't have the questions yet. But if you will work with your own and see where they take you, I'm sure that they'll help you find your pathway, whatever that might be. So, da-da-da-da, think about that. And now we have, if you go to page 58, I know you're going to skip some stuff. That's okay. Don't worry, we'll get back to it. But if you go to 58, I just want to let you know that this stuff is in your manual. So that first page there is a really handy reference sheet. I photocopy these and put them in my journals, my Akashic journals, in the front of them. And then I have Method to Open, I have Heart Integration, I have the Prayer of Forgiveness. It's all in one place. It's all neat and tidy. It makes it really easy. And the other thing that I always copy out, too, are these two lovely prayers that we've more recently received, the cleansing prayer and the invocation. There is that heart integration sample prayer that you can use when you get to step 5 in heart integration until you feel comfortable with your own extemporaneous prayer and connection with the divine. But these cleansing prayer, I love to say this after I've opened my records and before I go to do something, particularly if I've been jangly or I'm tired or, you know, I'm feeling there's any kind of static on the line, as I call it. I just find it's really neat. And sometimes I add things to it, like if whatever shock or trauma, I might actually specify what that is. Why I'm feeling a little jangly right now. So you can always add things to this. So I wanted to point that one out. And the other one is the invocation that I do say every time before I get on the call with these sections, before I work with clients. And it's basically, let it be a blessing for all of us to be together in our records today. You know, we're going to be there shortly, and let it be a joy for us to be together doing this work that we're doing together in this learning process. And I, you know, I just let it be kind of, again, a format for me, an outline, a framework. And then I add more as I'm guided by my records. So I love to ask for these things for myself, and let it be a blessing for me to be with my records. Let it be a joy for me to be with my record. I'm going to be working with you guys. Let my records and me accomplish, you know, amazing things together with grace and ease each time we connect. So lots of opportunity there for, you know, amplifying. All righty, going on to page. And if you have any questions, you got to just interrupt me because otherwise I'm just going to keep going. So we're good? Yes, so. Okay, so this next one on page 60 was something that I often do take my students through as they're learning, this concept of sentence stem completion. And so here's another little integration process for you. It's all explained there. And hopefully it will give you some ideas that if you would like to work in this way, which is not questions, but creating the beginnings of something that will then allow your records to fill in the rest, it's a very powerful way to work. And don't just get them to give you one reply. As I learned to receive from my records, you know, whatever. And then another one as I, well, what else? And you keep going. So allow them to give you several different sentence endings and you'll just go deeper and deeper and deeper. So that's a different way again to work in your records. This is all coming under that. How do I explore my records? So here's another integration process on how to create dynamic questions. And, oh, this group of questions. Two, there's another one there. So just a couple more. They wanted you to make sure you had lots of things that you could do. You can tell. Here's one on page 62 that's about discovering a fresh perspective, another integration process. And then a little bitty one. Maybe you just have a little bit of time, one time, and you just want one sentence. You want to keep it simple. And the other one has two sentences, but, you know, they can be one-word answers. So they're fun. Page 63 gives you an outline of the Akashic Study Buddy process in case you would ever like to connect with somebody that's gone through this course. And we'll talk about how you might, you know, you might meet with these, you five that are here could find a study buddy here, but we're also going to talk about the Akashic gatherings that we have every month that you're now eligible after Section 8 to join. And you might meet a study buddy in that one and connect with them and say, hey, I'd really like to have an Akashic study buddy to open my records with. And this tells you how to do that. If you have any questions, you can always ask me. This heart opening and healing meditation from the records is from the, I think maybe the second or third section. I took you through this, but our advice has been to give you this so that if you ever would like to do that, to open your heart more, do some healing in your heart, this whole meditation from the records is right there for you. And I think the last part, yes, is that brief history of the Akashic Alliance. So you know how this all began. All right. So just heaps of information there for you. Go through it at your own speed, your own time. We will not be doing all of those. We just simply don't have the time. Does anybody have any questions about that? Are you still with us?
Still here.
Still here. Okay.
It's just such a wealth of resources and information. Thank you so much for including all of this, Sandra. Can't wait to dig into a lot of this.
You're welcome, Wendy. They really wanted to give you as much as they could, was the feeling I got as I was putting together your manuals. And they saw this as a great opportunity to give you even more than I normally get to cover. And so they were like, yeah, we'll just add this appendix with all these other integration processes. And, you know, of course, there's even more. And maybe someday there'll be some way to connect to all of that as well. But right now, you've got heaps to keep going. So enjoy, have some fun, and just do what works for you. You can also do that clever little trick of, okay, we have these integration processes. Where do they begin? On pages 60 to... Well, the study buddy doesn't really count. So we have 60 to 62. You know, which one, what page number should I look at? Between 60 and 62, what page number should I look at? What would be my best one to work on for my highest good? And if there's two on the page, just ask, okay, there's two on this page, so is it the top one or the bottom one? And let them direct you to it. And that's real fun. I took people out one time. I call it, and you can do this too. They're just bringing this to my records, are bringing this, so it's just a fun idea. If you want some fun things, they had to go outside. They had to find their place. They had to open their records, and we called it an Akashic treasure hunt. they were to then ask their records what direction were they to go in. And so they got straight ahead, behind, to the left, to the right, or some diagonal. When they knew the direction, then they were next to ask, how many steps do I take in that direction? So let's say it was take 5 steps. So they, to your left. So they take 5 steps to the left. Everybody was different. And then it was like, what direction do I go now? And you do that until you feel complete, and then you'll be directed to where to look. And so the idea was to bring something from nature that their records would tell them about. So they would find a particular stone or a particular leaf or a particular bush or something. Or maybe they'd be looking at the sky and see a cloud. It was just really open. And then it was like, well, what do my records have to share with me? Why is this piece of nature important to me right now? And then they've journaled whatever they got. So we called that one an Akashic treasure hunt. So it's like I just ask for these integration processes for different groups, whatever's for their highest good, and I get all these different things. So you too can also ask your records for an integration process for yourself and just be open to whatever they give to you and however you're to do it. So don't let me keep going in that vein, or we'll just I'll just have recollections of more and more of them. So now we are, yes, getting to be that magic time. So I'd like you to turn now, if you would be so kind, to page 52. And notice that before you continue with the next section, that I ask you to review the entire manual, not just the material for our final section. And why do we do this? We do this to give at least those live on the call the opportunity to ask any questions from what we have explored together or from material that's included, but that we did not directly access. And one of those things, and I've been very mindful of this, and I kept asking, and the records kept saying, no, are those all those Akashic tips. Because each one of them is kind of like a discussion in themselves. So do have a read of those if you've just kind of glanced over them before, because I didn't really direct you to notice them. And those of you that are in independent study, please also note your questions too, as my hope is that many of them will be answered during our final Akashic chat in Section 8. Okay. So I think that's pretty clear.
Sandra, which page did you ask us to go to? Did you say
52 is our wrap up and home joy?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Okay. So the bold part there, it says review pages, it should be 53 to 63, which is Section 8 of your manual, and then also please review the entire manual. But don't just come up with something that, you know, it says la-di-la-di-la-di-da, but we don't know what the context is. So that's where it's really handy if you note down the page number, or you can put stick-em notes in your manuals, however it works best for you, so you can flip to that and say, oh, yeah, that's on page whatever, and that third paragraph down, it says this, 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 and I don't understand. What on earth are you saying there? Okay. Well, and then we can just laser focus onto things, and it's just great for clearing up little niggly things that potentially could come up later, and you go, oh, I wish I'd asked about that. This is going to be your time next time to ask about those things. Okay. And I said here to revisit integration process number 8, the intuition versus the Akashic records, you can do that too. And I also think, because it sounded like at least a few people only got to do one of those big number 9 and number 10 integration processes, that you do the other one, whichever one you didn't get to do. That would be handy too. And make sure that you can feel comfortable about how to work with ancestors and other lifetimes with the direction of your records, which is basically all it is. You know, there's no set formula. There's no, you have to do it this way. It's pretty much, oh, it's an ancestral thing? Okay, well, cool. Well, you know, how would you take me through working with that? So it's just like you get to ask me, only you get to ask your records. Okay. Any other questions? Thank you, Valerie, for pointing out the page number again. All righty. Well, it's time for our takeaways, so I invite each of you to just reconnect with your records. Now you open up to them again. It's like picking up the phone and saying, hi, I'm ready for my takeaway now. So you're not using your intuition. Just what will be most helpful for you at the end of this section? All righty. Sorry, it took me a little while because I had been so busy talking, looking at all these pages, and being very mental. So it was like I needed to get quiet within myself to really hear what my records wanted me to have for my takeaway at the end of today, to highlight where I was. So, Christy, if you would be so kind to begin for us. What did you get?
Trust.
Trust. Oh, yes. I'll take even some of that. Jennifer?
I got simplicity.
Oh, great. Especially after all of that content. Wonderful. I love that one. Valerie?
A continuation.
Uh-huh. Great. You guys are amazing. You get these one words. It's amazing. You have fine focus. Wendy.
And I think I always end up with two.
No, that's, I mean, each two is really, really good.
Yeah. Well, mine was expanded awareness. And I had a lovely feeling, kind of knowing that came with that, which was just the ability to constantly be delighted through my records.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, I could think just, you know, with expanded awareness.
Yes. Yes. I think that's one of the things I really love is I am constantly delighted. And what a great place to be in. And I get to spend a lot of time in the records. So it is. I really relate to that because that's often where I find myself too. And it's a delightful place to be.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wendy. Will?
Mine was trust also.
Uh-huh. Great.
Yeah,
we have double trust here.
Double trust.
Trust, and I trump you with more trust. Okay, great. Excellent. And mine was integration, all levels of being. And so that's why I was so impressed that you guys were able to distill everything from today into just one word. It was like, I needed more today. So thank you, and I thank your records. And we'll close them in just a moment. Right now, I invite you to bring your attention back to our heart light circle we created together at the beginning of this section. Doesn't that seem like almost a lifetime ago? We have really experienced a lot today. So reconnect with that flow of light going around the circle for a couple of times. We thank the records and all highest beings of light who have supported and assisted our learning process yet again today. And it is with such great gratitude we now release our heart light circle, all our prayers and intentions to the divine. And then as this heart light energy circles back to you one last time, disengage now and bring your focus back just to your personal heart light. Notice how bright it is. Feel how expanded your heart center is from all that you have experienced. Bring back all parts of you to yourself now, completely releasing all other connections. And this will be a great time to close our records now. Just congratulations I'm getting from my own, because I don't open the group's records now, of how well you've held this energy, all of you. So I just have a little congratulations from my records to you. So closing our records now with great gratitude and love by stating our closing aloud while clearly intending to close our records. So our statement is thank you. Amen. All righty. Well, thank you so much for today. And next time, Section 8 will be our final time together for this Module A training. So once again, please have your records open before joining us as we will begin with our last Akashic chat to delve into the entire manual and also have some time for any other questions or sharings that have come up. Since you will be eligible for our monthly Akashic gatherings, after Section 8, we will talk about what they are and why we gather. We will then ask our records for their guidance and how to continue to work with our records after the training, so you'll know your next steps with your records as they now become your teacher. And our very special experience in our last call will be our final integration process, which just happens to be number 13, which I thought was really interesting. And this is your opportunity to receive a special blessing, not from your records, but from the records of the Akashic Records integration process, directly from the records of Module A. So have a wonderful time until we meet again. Enjoy exploring your records. You guys are doing great. I look forward to having you with us one more time. May you find you live more and more in radiance and love, and also delight. Thank you.